This is Trevor Tieri of UR, Houston, KUSTON, dictating for Dr. Mihir Elder. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Jane, J-A-N-E, Boehm, B-O-E-H-M. Date of birth is September 17th, 1958. Primary care physician is Ashwin, A-S-H-W-I-N, Ravel, R-A-V-A-L, M-D. Located at 12611 Pennsylvania Road, Riverview, Michigan, 48193. Phone number 734-285-5280. Fax number 734-285-6730. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit follow-up period. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Boehm. It was very pleasant. 54-year-old Caucasian female with past medical history of hypertension, depression, restless leg syndrome, dyslipidemia, STEMI, status post, left heart catheterization, done on June 14th, 2012, where she had a PTCA of the distal LAD without a stent and a non-sustained VTAC, treated by amiodarone drip until the ventricular ectopy has decreased. Comma, patient also has GERD, period. She came to her cardiology clinic today for a follow-up visit, period. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient... denies having any issues of chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, lower limb pain, lower limb swelling, lightheadedness, dizziness, or sudden loss of consciousness, period. She states that she's doing fine overall, and the symptoms that she previously had have gone away, period. Patient is compliant with all of her medications and follows up with her primary care physician, Dr. Ashwin Ravel, period. Next paragraph, has medical history: 1, hypertension; 2, hyperlipidemia; 3, restless leg syndrome; 4, depression; 5, STEMI; status post left heart catheterization with a PTCA of the distal LAD without a stent. Next number, non-sustained VTAC. Next number, GERD. Next paragraph, past surgical history: 1, breast biopsy; 2, cardiac catheterization done on June 14th, 2012. Next paragraph, social history: patient quit smoking once she had a STEMI and had been smoking for 30 years before that, smoking 10 cigarettes per day, period. The patient occasionally drinks alcohol but denies any illicit drug use, period. Next paragraph, family history: significant for coronary artery disease in the father at the age of 66, hypertension in her father, peripheral arterial disease in brother due to vascular problems, period. Next paragraph, allergies: 1, codeine; 2, ampicillin; 3, penicillin. Next paragraph, current medications: patient is currently on carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams twice daily, which was refilled; hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams once daily, which was refilled. Next number, lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. Next number, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams once daily. Next number, aspirin, 81 milligrams once, 4 times daily. Again, that was aspirin, 81 milligrams, 4 times daily. Next number, lamotrigine, 100 milligrams, once daily. Next number, alprazolam, 0.5 milligrams, twice daily. Next number, Plavix, 75 milligrams, once daily. Next number, citalopram, 40 milligrams, once daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure was 124 over 83. Rest of the vital signs showed pulse 76, weight 255, height 5'9". Period. For rest of the physical exam, please copy and paste a normal physical exam template. Diagnostic investigations: EKG done on August 24th, 2012. Cardiogram done on July 20th, 2012. Renal vascular ultrasound study done on July 20th, 2012. Carotid ultrasound study done on July 20th, 2012. ABI study done on August 9th, 2012. Respiratory function tests done on June 29th, 2012. Nuclear stress test done on June 29th, 2012. Left heart catheterization done on June 14th, 2012. For these diagnostic investigations, please copy and paste them from the August 24th, 2012 cardiology clinic note on page 3. Again, please copy all of the diagnostic investigations on page 3 of the August 24th, 2012 cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, homocysteine. Homocysteine levels were taken in the plasma, showing a value of 10.8, which was within normal limits. This test was done on September 14th, 2012. Next period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. One, post SD segment elevation MI. Patient had a STEMI, says post left heart catheterization on June 14th, 2012. Which was found to have a distal LAD lesion of 100% PTC of the distal LAD was done without the stent, period. After the catheterization, patient's lesion, and after the PTCA, the lesion went from 100% down to 10%, period. On today's visit, patient does not have any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Patient is currently on aspirin, as well as statin, beta blockers, Plavix therapy, period. We recommend that the patient gets MTWA test in the future for assessment of post-MI, and recommend that she continue on the same medication regime. We will follow up with her results on the next visit, period. Next number, non-sustained VTAC. Patient had non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, June 14th, 2012 at Oakwood Hospital. She was placed on amiodarone, drip, and ventricular ectopy has decreased. On today's visit, patient is denied any palpitations or lightheadedness. She's currently on amiodarone 200 milligrams once daily. Recommend that she continue the current medication regime that she is on, and we'll follow up with her in the next visit, period. Next number. Post-MI, patient recently had a STEMI and underwent cardiac cath. Her recent echocardiogram showed a neck ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. We recommend that she continues under the same medication regime, follow up with her primary care physician as well as us, period. Next number, hypertension. She is known to be hypertensive and currently on ACE inhibitors, diuretics, and beta blockers. Today's visit, blood pressure was 124 of 83, which is well controlled, period. We recommend that she continue the same current medication that she is on. Renal ultrasound showed normal renal aorta ratio less than 3.5, right renal artery ratio 1.2, left renal artery ratio 1.9, normal right and left renal arteries with no evidence of renal artery stenosis based on velocities, period. We also recommend that she eat a low-fat, low-salt diet, exercise regularly, eat a high-fiber diet, follow up with a primary care physician for type glycemic and blood control, period. Her blood pressure is to be below 130 over 80. Next number, dyspnea on exertion. Patient used to have dyspnea on exertion when in the past. She started to feel a little bit of dyspnea, and she would have a she had a past history of smoking for 30 years. Period. Pulmonary function tests were interpreted as normal. Period. We recommended that the patient continue his current medication regime and follow up with us on the next visit. Period. And follow up with a primary care physician as well. Period. Next paragraph. Next number. Peripheral arterial disease screening. Patient has multiple risk factors for peripheral arterial disease, which includes a history of coronary artery disease, smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Segmental ABI showed a right ABI is 1.25 and the left ABI is 1.28, period. Next number. Carotid artery stenosis screening. Patient has multiple risk factors for carotid artery stenosis, which includes a history of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, history of vascular disorders, period. Her carotid ultrasound evaluation showed bilateral carotid artery velocities with minimal intimal thickening throughout the carotid system to correlates with 1 to 39% stenosis. Recommended that the patient continues their current medication regime, follow up with the primary physician, and come see us again in 3 months' time period. Next number, GERD. She's known to have GERD and currently following up with primary care physician regarding these matters. Next number, depression. Patient is known to have depression, currently on alprazolam and cyclophosphamide. I recommend that she follow up with her primary care physician, psychiatrist, with regarding these issues. Period. Next number, restless leg syndrome. She's known to have restless leg syndrome and currently following up with primary care physician and psychiatrist regarding this issue. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. B-O-E-H-M. Boom. Our phone number has been provided to her call with any questions or concerns, period. We refilled patient's carvedilol and hydrochlorothiazide medications and have advised her to continue to use her medications, period. We'll see Ms. Boehm in 3 months' time, period. In the meantime, she's instructed to continue to follow up with a primary care physician for continuity of care, period. Next paragraph. Thank you. Sincerely, Trevor, TREVOR, Houston, KUSTON, medical student, dictating for Dr. Mihir Elder. Thank you. This is the end of the dictation.